Setting my sights high, I easily achieve them. Setting my sights high, I easily achieve them. If we set our sights at a very wonderful level, we can easily achieve them. It's only when we set our sights low that we find it difficult to achieve them. When our sights are low, when we look for human aspects, when we look for aspects of being who we are on this level of consciousness, we sometimes fail to arrive there. Where do we want to set our sights? Where do we want to set our sights to accomplish the goals that we have for ourselves? We set our sights on achieving ideal health, ideal wealth, ideal harmony, ideal peace, ideal success, ideal relationships in every manner of speaking in our life. And as we do this, we achieve it very easily. But we achieve it only because we are one-pointed in looking at our sights, on setting our sights high. We only achieve our sights because we set them high and then we look at it. Now, let's look at being in perfect wholeness. Now, what is wholeness? Wholeness is our original purity and integrity. Wholeness is who we are and were and always will be. Wholeness is our ideal self. Wholeness is that divine self in us that we always are, always were, and always will be. That's wholeness for us. Now, are we able to think in wholeness? Are we able to think on wholeness and know this as what we really are? Are we able to be aware of that? And the answer is yes. But we can only be aware of it when we put our attention in that direction. Now, what is a whole person? If I say, I am whole, if you say you are whole, what does it mean to say we are whole? Well, it means that there is the original creative cause that brought us into being, and it is whole and perfect. It is ideal. It is the undifferentiated aspect of perfection. It has nothing else to do but to be itself, to be its perfection, to be its wholeness, to be its allness, and it's up to us to keep our sights on that at all times. If we take our sights away, well, just for instance, if you're on the firing range and you're shooting at a target, and you shoot at that target, and your mind is on the people who are around you, your mind is on the sight of your gun, how well it is firing toward the target. And you have your mind on noises that are going on. You have your mind on your iPhone or your iPod as you listen to music. And you have your mind relegated to so many different areas that it's not one-pointed. And so when we set our sights on high, why is it easy to achieve them? Because when we set our sights on wholeness, we achieve it because there's no other thought that can enter into our mind. There's no other attitude that can enter into our consciousness but wholeness. And when we put our thoughts on wholeness and put our attitudes on wholeness and put our realization on wholeness, then that's exactly what we achieve. That's exactly what we arrive at in our life, is that setting our sights on high, we achieve it. Wholeness is such a wonderful possibility for all of us to think about. Wholeness is the highest possibility that we can have for our body, mind, and spirit. Wholeness is the highest and most wonderful possibility for us to know. And when we set our sights on high for wholeness, there is no further to go except perfection, the ideal, the divine, the magnificent. And if I say I'm practicing the piano and I hit a wrong note, and then I keep hitting that wrong note, I am going to not play the piano the way I want to play. So I stop, and then I find the right note, And then I touch that right note, I strike that right note, I play that right note, and I'm familiar in my consciousness of that right note. And then I play that right note, and that right note is easy for me. The same is true in wholeness. When we think about wholeness, we are thinking about our highest and best. And when we think about our highest and best, if we allow ourselves to ever think anything less than our highest and best, then we lower our sights, we lower our aim, we lower our ability to achieve the highest that we are. Now, we can achieve that highest that we are by being one-pointed. I set my sights high and easily achieve them. I set my sights high and easily achieve them. I set my sights on my ideal and easily achieve it. I set my sights on wholeness and easily achieve it. I set my sights on who I really am, who I am as a divine being, and I easily achieve it. I achieve it because it already exists in me. It already exists in my world. It already exists in the allness that I am. And so it's easy for me to achieve it. And I can achieve it again and again and again because it is where my consciousness is. Now, if I once have it, why must I achieve it again and again and again? As a human being, our mind tends to wander. Our thoughts tend to wander. We tend to have one thought today that we are doing this, another thought tomorrow. We have different interpretations of what wholeness is and what perfection is and what ideal is. And because of that, we are vacillating from the reality of setting our sights high and easily achieving them. When we set our sights high and stay there, we achieve them easily because that's the only place we know where to go. That's the only place we know where to think, and that's the only place we know what to think. Now, are you ready to believe that? Are you ready to know that? Are you ready to live that? Are you ready to enjoy that? Are you ready to experience that in every aspect of your being? If you are, then set your sights high and easily achieve them. If we say, I am divine, I am divine, I am divine, I am God, I am the allness, I am the isness, I am the oneness, then we are doing great. But the moment we start vacillating from that, the moment we start going away from the truth about ourselves of being divine, then we have difficulty achieving our high goals. We have difficulty achieving our high expectations, our sights that we have put on wholeness and oneness and peace and divinity. Today you can have divinity in you, you can have wholeness in you, you can have, because it's there. And now it's just a matter that you and I, we turn our attention to that wholeness and we demonstrate that wholeness. We turn our attention 100% to that wholeness and we achieve it. Now it's up to us to make that decision, to decide if it's really the oneness that we want to be. Are you able to say you are divine? Are you able to say you are God? Are you able to say you are whole? Are you able to say you are perfect? Are you able to say you are the allness that is? If you can say that, that's great. But sometimes it takes a little practice to put that cause in motion. The truth is always there. You are whole. You are perfect. You are divine. We are magnificent. But when we let our consciousness wander from that, when we let our thought go away from the realization that we are whole, we are perfect, we are fantastic, when we let our thought go away from it just a little bit, then we sometimes forget who we are. And we have to remind ourselves we are divine. We are the allness. And when we remind ourselves that we are divine, we are the allness, we are the perfection of the universe, when we remind ourselves of this, then we begin to express it. And as we begin to express it, it is ours 100%. And it is ours always. And that's all that matters. Let that be your goal for yourself today as it is mine. And know that as you walk your path and seek your goal and speak your truth about yourself, I love you. I love you. I love you.